The Rogue River is one of the major waterways of our region. It is loved and revered and used by many people for many things. If you want to start an argument about the uses of the Rogue River, start with two syllables, jet boats. Jet boats on the Upper Rogue, upstream from the old Gold Ray Dam site, have accelerated a discussion of river uses. The state of Oregon is taking input from the public on how people want the river used. The input process includes one more scheduled public session next Monday, June 17th, at the Medford Library at 5:30. We have two state agencies represented here of the several involved in the process. Ashley Massey is a public information officer with the Oregon State Marine Board. Welcome, Ashley.
Glad to be here.
Good to have you. And Danny Padilla is with us as well, Oregon State Parks South Central District Manager. Welcome, Danny. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Ashley, let me start with you. We did talk to Oregon's Kitchen Table, which is managing the process, about the process a few months ago. Take us back to square one and what even prompted the conversation.
Well, actually, I would have to punt that back to state parks. We have been involved in the process along with them over the last few years. But really, before, I would say, COVID, we would receive complaints from the public, usually around the charter boat use of the commercial jet boats from users, mostly around the access at Tuvell State Park, about the commercial operations and congestion to and from the water.
All right. So pick that up, if you would, Danny. How recent the history of jet boat use on this portion of the Rogue River?
Yeah, well, as far as state parks involvement, you know, we have been off and on with short-term permits with the Rogue Jet Boat Tours for, I believe, since 2014. And what we did is a year and a half ago, we had a public meeting about looking into a long-term commercial use with them. And we heard a lot of public input about not only the concerns about the use at the park, but just overall the use in general of the Rogue River. And that's when we stepped back and decided to engage other agencies because we realized it was a bigger issue than just state parks alone, the use of the Rogue River.
And let's talk about the stretch of the Rogue River we're talking about and what the particular issues are here. This is a somewhat changed portion of the river.
Yeah, that's my understanding. I've been the South Central District Manager for 2 years now. And, you know, just hearing from the land managers at the park and the community, there have been a lot of changes, it sounds like, down there. The traditional use of the park seems pretty steady as far as river recreation, picnicking, hiking, those kind of things. But the movement of the river and the sedimentation areas and safe places to access seems to be changing all the time.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, but of course, the fact that there was a dam there. We're talking about at the Gold Ray Dam site. The dam itself has been gone for quite a few years now. So the Rogue River actually flows free from, with Savage Rapids Dam gone near Grants Pass as well, all the way from Lost Creek down to the ocean. But the stretch you're talking about that is the subject of this whole process is basically from the old Gold Ray Dam site, up to Lost Creek?
Yes, that's it. And particularly, you know, like I mentioned before, we were just focusing on Tuvell State Park in general. You know, what kind of activities there are appropriate? What are things that we can do to improve the park and improve the experience? Jet boat tours were something that we looked at as a amenity to visitors that might be able to see parts of the river that they may normally not get to see. But, you know, when we got a lot of public input on just the use of jet boats in general, we realized, again, like this is more than just a state parks conversation. We really need to look at working with other agencies about the whole stretch of the use of the river, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Without jet boats, though, are you having this conversation, you think?
You know, in my experience, we do engage with interagency partners all the time, just with recreation in general. Marine Board's mission is very similar to our mission in that we want to provide recreational opportunities and we want to try to mitigate any, you know, user conflicts, safety issues, those kinds of things. So quite frequently we engage with them, but because of the number of public input that we got, you know, it was actually something that we collaborated with all of our directors and the governor's office to really engage the Oregon's kitchen table community engagement partner that we're working with.
All right. And that process does involve a survey. We have links to Oregon's Kitchen Table from our website at jeffexchange.org. There's also that meeting coming up next Monday, June 17th, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Medford Library. We have with us here Danny Padilla from Oregon State Parks, the South Central District Manager. Ashley Massey is a public information officer with the State Marine Board, the Oregon State Marine Board. And you can send in emails as part of the conversation to jx@jeffnet.org. We have questions for both of you from email already. Kirk No Town Givens says, wants to know from the Marine Board. The Marine Board has limited jet boat use on many other Oregon rivers, including the upper Deschutes River below Pelton Round Butte Dams. I guess that's Pelton and Round Butte Dams. How can the management of the Deschutes River by OSMB help inform the management of the Upper Rogue River, especially ensuring that historic river users are not alienated from using the river corridor? This is a question from Kirk for you, Ashley.
All right. Well, thank you for the question. And, you know, each waterway, each river has its own demographics, right? It has its own characteristics. And we try very hard to not cookie cutter any particular rules, although some can be echoed to other locations. And because the river's so dynamic on the Rogue, as it's been mentioned, a lot of changes in the last few years, the different types of recreation have also, you know, evolved as well. There's new technology, there's new mini jets, there's a lot of ability to go places where boats traditionally haven't gone. So I think that's part of the conversation and what we're hoping to glean out of the Oregon Kitchen Table process. There are also rules that are in place for different waterways, and would it be prudent for us to consider them as well? So we're looking forward to the end results of this process, seeing what's reported and recommended from this process. And then we will, take the report to our board for their consideration on whether or not to develop more specific rules.
And Ashley, there are other state agencies other than just the two of you. It's beyond just Marine Board and State Parks, right?
Correct. Yeah, there are two other agencies that are involved, the Department of State Lands and the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. We want to make sure that we're covering land-based and water-based issues that also include protecting property and fish habitat.
Okay, so this does not just end at the waterline. It actually goes up onto the banks as well.
Exactly. This is a holistic approach and really finding ways that we can co-recreate. And what are the values of the community? What does the community want? And hopefully we can all come to a place where we can better align our rules to meet those needs in the community and what they're hoping the outcomes will be.
Okay. Danny, we have an email I mentioned from Michael, who says he's with the Klamasiski Wildland Center and Rogue River Keeper, points out that State Parks is allowed to treat special use permits and concessionaires differently, but says in their own report from 2023, State Parks shelved the idea of jet boats operating as a concessionaire at Tuvelle State Park. My question is, how does State Parks view the Rogue Jet Boats as an entity, and why is Rogue Jet Boats allowed to operate out of the state park without a special use permit when the agency has already decided they're not a concessionaire?
Yeah, great question. So how we view them, in the past, they were a vendor, they were a concession. We did have some short-term special use permits, which actually give us the ability to limit or regulate how often they do their tours at the park and what size of boats. So it was a way to manage a little bit of that activity. The reason why they're still operating now is parks are public. And as long as they follow the rules, just like everyone else has to follow the rules, they can use the park. What triggers a special use permit requirement are several things. And some of them might be an organized group arriving all at one time with more than 50 people. And that is certainly something that we've heard from other visitors, and we're aware of that. And we have talked to the jet boat tours to make them aware that, you know, if they do bring more than 50 people at a time, they are triggering the special use requirement, which they do not have. And so there are other enforcement tools we can use in that regard. But if they don't trigger that requirement, then they are allowed to use the park like anyone else.
We are talking with Danny Padilla at Oregon State Parks and Ashley Massey at the Oregon State Marine Board about the process of of deciding how to use the Upper Rogue River, or taking input on how to use the Upper Rogue River, which is an ongoing process. The time enough for us to still take some emails at jx@jeffnet.org. So Ashley, in terms of how the process is unfolding, have the agencies just handed the process off to Oregon Kitchen Table, or are agency reps at some of these public events?
We do have representation at the events, just to get a sense of what is the conversation. What are the multifaceted opinions and perspectives? That's key. It really is key, because in order to try to come up with the best balanced approach that has the least impact, yet helps address the issues, is really what we're looking for. Our agency typically tries to employ improved signage, enforcement, education, before actually trying to initiate any new rules. But that's where this process is super important, because we'll get a better sense and sentiment from the community on whether rules are warranted or not in terms of the commercial jet boat operations or other recreational uses as well for boats. And from there, we'll see what the recommendations are from Kitchen Table and whether or not to move forward with developing rule language. It would then open up our rulemaking process if our board decides to have staff develop rules. And then, of course, that would go back out to the public. We highly engage or encourage them to participate in the rulemaking process if we do go that route, as well as participating in this process. The voice of everyone is super important, because we really want to get a broad sense of the sentiment and whether rules are necessary or not.
Will Oregon Kitchen Table finish the process and then hand off the findings, or is there some dribs and drabs of stuff coming to the agencies in advance?
It's our understanding that the Oregon Kitchen Table will present a report or have that report ready by the end of July. And what we'll do is then take that report on to the board and present it at a board meeting. It sounds like it'll probably happen at our October meeting, because our board meets quarterly. And our next meeting is July 24th, so we're not sure if the report will be ready by then. But it will be presented to the board, and then after that time, we'll follow their direction. If they decide to have staff develop rule language, we'll develop that rule language, present it back to them, and then they can give us, you know, the sideboards of to add or delete or how to modify. Then we will go out to public comment, which would be written, and probably have a hearing in the area as well. So that sets off a whole new process. And ultimately, something will be decided in 2025.
Okay. Another email from Spencer, no town given, says, as a wilderness user, I detest jet boats in the wilderness and feel they're absolutely inappropriate in wilderness. Danny, are there jet boat uses in wilderness on the Rogue River?
You know, that I'm not sure. I'm more familiar with just the recreation that happens at Tuvale State Park and the other state parks in the Rogue Valley.
Okay.
You know, again, we don't, while we don't manage the river use and the boating rules and mm-hmm. regulations, we do try to meet the needs of everybody. And so I know one of the concerns that we've heard is the peaceful and solitude that the park can provide to some people, mm-hmm. and the noise of the jet boats can disturb that experience. And so, you know, again, while that might not be a regulation that we can necessarily impose, that's something that we want to talk to with our agency partners to see how we can collaborate and meet the needs of everybody. And that might be us working together with the rulemaking on all of our different agencies, departments.
Now, in terms of the input process we're talking about here, either of you had any knowledge about the number of responses to the survey so far? I guess that's a no.
we're trying to let the process play out. Uh-huh. And as far as the Marine Board's concerned, like I said, we've had representation at the meetings in terms of what that comment buffet looks like. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, the survey is out there. There's lots of detail to it, so be prepared to spend about 10 minutes with it. I did yesterday, and it was really interesting to take a look at the shading of things within there. So survey is available through Oregon's Kitchen Table, through the state agencies involved, State Marine Board, State Parks, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, Division of State Lands. Ashley Massey from State Marine Board, thank you for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you so much.
Danny Padilla from State Parks, good to have you.
Thank you, my pleasure.
All right, so June 17th at 5:30 is the next and what is scheduled to be the final meeting of public input on this effort to determine the uses of the Upper Rogue. That's at the Medford Library, Monday at 5:30. We have jet boat opponents scheduled to be on the exchange with us on June 25th to lay out their side.